Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Salt Lake City at Abravanel Hall on February 16th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Gina from Huron, Tennessee.
Huron, Tennessee? No, I don't know that place. Where is that?
It is in the middle of nowhere between Memphis and Nashville off I-40.
What do you do there?
I-40, the music highway.
Exactly. I am a stay-at-home mom with two wonderful boys.
Wonderful boys. Isn't that hard, being in a home with two boys?
It is sometimes, but I've learned to adjust to, you know, Star Wars and karate.
You know, it helps really if you get drunk at around, right?
It does.
When they get home from school.
Just a little red wine.
Said the professional advice columnist.
Right. Right.
Anyway, welcome to the show,
Thank
Gina.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a big winner.
Okay.
Ready to go?
I am.
All right, here is your first limerick.
I'm a crab that's above all the rest. I look great in a small sweater vest. Although you may scoff, I am named for the Hoff, because like him, I have hair on my...
Yes! Scientists, that's right. Scientists found a new species of crab recently. Its distinguishing feature, it's a hairy chest, so naturally they nicknamed it the Hasselhoff crab after David Hasselhoff. These crabs also, just by coincidence, run in sexy slow motion and have talking cars. It should be noted that the crabs found in volcanic vents in the ocean floor use the hairs to cultivate bacteria, which they then eat up, just like David Hasselhoff does with his.
How are their backs?
Probably hairy.
Hairy, yeah. We don't like that. That's why they have to live in volcanoes.
That's what makes those crabs unsexy.
Hairy backs. Otherwise.
Otherwise.
All right, here's your next limerick.
Okay.
To see what my future might hold, this suit keeps my body controlled. Now my limbs won't extend, and my spine's got to bend. It shows what it's like to be...
The bent spine, stiff limbs.
Old.
Yes, old. This is a case of a bluff story on Wait, Wait, some years ago, actually coming true. A new suit developed at MIT will give young people an idea of what it's like to be an old person. The sleeves make your arms stiff. A helmet makes your spine curve uncomfortably. Glasses make small print hard to read. Also, the pants make you incapable of figuring out your new computer. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Okay.
I'm a teen, but my mouth is not slack. Career-wise, I'm on a hot track. Whenever I sass, I move up in my class. I'm ahead when I learn to talk.
Right, back. A new study published in the journal Child Development claims that those teenagers who talk back are actually showing signs of independent thinking, the first step towards becoming a creative and successful adult. The idea is that instead of just saying, just shut up and do what I say, you should engage them in conversation, let them present their point, take them seriously.
This study was so obviously written by a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's funny. It was published
right
on
next to the, right alongside that study about having candy for dinner.
Yeah. And how watching TV while you do homework actually helps you academically.
A lot of really sound studies coming out these days.
It was published on My Little Pony Stationery. Now that I mentioned
it. In Highlights Magazine.
Yeah.
The little conclusion just reads, "Yaha." Estimation.
Carl, how did Gina do in our quiz?
Gina, you aced it. You had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing, Gina.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.